Welcome to the cycling vlog. It's O'Malley here of O'Malley's Adventure, and today we're going to discuss basically the three types of training that I'm moving to because I'm starting to phase out the weights. I want to discuss the weights briefly. Generally, through the fall, moving into winter, I do a few different types of resistance training for my shoulders, my knees, hips, back, stuff like that. As far as connective tissue goes, weight training does have a place in cycling. Again, it will not make you faster. It will make you healthier. There's a difference. So I usually don't end this as soon. There's times I've carried it all the way through March, even the beginning of April. But this year, I'm going to stop sooner and move more into specific training. As far as endurance, the actual bike itself, and that's what I'm going to discuss today. So I've got it broken down basically into three different disciplines, if you want to call them. I have my cycling trainer, I have running, and I have the elliptical. And if you hear me refer to the death machine, I'm talking about the elliptical. If you've ever been on one for 45 minutes to an hour, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's discuss the cycling trainer first. And actually, all of these are sort of under the preface that you're never doing efforts shorter than 30 minutes. Like last year, I was specific about 30 minutes, and then I actually stuck to that for the better part of my spring. This year, I'm going to expand that to anything between 30 minutes and an hour. And the reason I'm saying that is I did retain a decent bit of my fitness, and last year was supposed to be my last year of competitive cycling. I'm having a hard time putting that down, so I'm going to do it for another year. I'm just going to move into the actual training portion of it, the more strict type of training sooner. So that being said, the cycling trainer, generally, if I'm using it for a recovery day, no more than 30 minutes. But if I'm doing any type of interval work or power work, 45 minutes is for sure the mark. Sometimes, even an hour, if you're feeling really good about yourself and you can handle staying on it for an hour, go for it. And then along with the trainer, I'm still trying to commute to work at least once a week, depending on the weather. And that those efforts to work and home, they're only 11 and a half miles. And I usually do it in about 50 minutes. I'm not killing myself or drilling it. And I'm on a hybrid bike on basically a walking path. So make sure that as you move towards the actual beginning of spring, that even though there's three of these disciplines, you do want to focus on your cycling trainer. And for my trainer, I am using my time trial rig. And we'll get more into that part in another version of the podcast. I want to talk about that one specifically. But that's what I'm doing on the bike. As far as running goes, I don't ever run less than a 5K, 3.1 miles. And one of the reasons is that pretty much means that you're going to run for a half hour or something close to it. And personally, I think as far as some future events go, like maybe a sprint distance triathlon or duathlon, the 5K seems to be the way to go. It's the distance that I'm actually going to do in any of those events. So that's the concept behind running. With running, you want to be careful in the wintertime. Obviously, in Northeast Ohio, you could actually slip and fall, and that's not going to fix anything. That's not going to do any good. But also, you want to, for me personally, and you might be in the same boat, if you're heavier in the winter months, it tends to have more of an impact on your knees and your ankles and your lower back. So make sure that you have decent shoes, and with the running part, I've been running on and off from summer on. So for me to go out and do it 2 or 3 times a week, it's not a big deal. If you're just starting off, do it once a week. You're going to find that the first couple times you run, you're going to have some discomfort in your calves, your feet, especially if you got bad shoes. Make sure you have good shoes, and your lower back. So again, nothing less than a 5K. Then the elliptical, aka the death machine. Now the elliptical is probably the more intense of the three for now, as far as how I'm feeling. I don't want to get on my trainer and get my back wrecked and sort of cook myself as far as the discipline goes before the season even starts. So for me, I tend to really drill it on the elliptical, and it's very easy to do. You don't have to be on it for more than at 45 minutes an hour, and if you bring your heart rate up into like that 150, 155, 160 area, you're going to sleep good at night after doing that for an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. And I highly recommend that one because there is no impact. You're standing upright. There's no impact. As for being, what, 12, 13 years into the sport itself and using an elliptical at some form or another, I've never sustained an injury on an elliptical machine. So that's my vote for the elliptical. It's hard and you don't get hurt, and it's almost a guarantee you're going to get a decent workout. So the weight training part is pretty much done for me, with one exception. I still do my base, and if you haven't listened to the vlogs from last year, my base is 62 push-ups, 90 crunches or sit-ups, and 75 body weight squats. I do that every morning, and you can almost set a watch by it. So as far as that goes, that would constitute some type of resistance training, even though it's all body weight. And for me, the way that my brain sees that is, once a day, I will always get a workout in, even if it's small, even if it's short, and you don't really have to kill yourself doing it. I mean, they're push-ups, they're crunches. If you can't do that many to start, work your way towards it. And make sure that you keep some type of journal, because it's easy to sort of lose track of where you're at with your training, and a journal or a notepad or any type of documentation helps. So that's this episode of the podcast. I'm pretty much on 11 different platforms now. So if you want the all audio version of this, you can get it at Anchor, iTunes, Spotify, all of those. The next episode that I do, I'm going to have the audio version, but there is going to be a visual. It'll be up on the YouTube channel, and I'm going to discuss my time trial helmet, specifically the one that I use. Well, I've only ever used two, but there's a reason I use the one that I use. Excuse me. And I'm going to discuss that pretty in depth. So that'll be the next one. That one should be out next Friday or Saturday. So the only thing I have to add to this one is, don't really get too well, I'm not going to get too strict with my diet until the 1st of February, and that's going to be interesting to say the least. But that's all I have. Again, make sure that you stop back in and check out the podcast. There'll be updates at least weekly, sometimes bi-weekly. Until next time, stay sharp, keep it tight, SHOT Group, and rock on.